Hey, Veeam Community Podcast listeners, this is a special episode. Special episode number 5. This is a replay of the top blog poll that Eric Siebert has put on over at vSphereLand.com. So if you didn't see his series of blogs throughout the early part of this year, I encourage you to check it out. Basically, he has a poll of all the great bloggers and community resources, including podcasts like this one. And the community has spoken. So I encourage you to check out his blog, and we are going to play the voting results show here on the Veeam Community Podcast. Enjoy, everyone.
Good morning, good afternoon, wherever you're at, maybe even good night. This is the vSphereLand Top Blog Live Awards results show. With us today, we're going to count up the top 25 from the bottom up to the top. We have three other guests here. You guys want to give a quick intro?
Sure. My name is David Davis. My blog is virtualizationsoftware.com, and I create video training for Pluralsight.com. Honored to be here today. Eric and Simon and I have done the top vblog vchats in the past, and so this is a lot of fun. I know it from years past, so thanks for being here.
Great, and I'm John Troyer. I work for VMware. My website is jtroyer.me. I'm Jay Troyer on Twitter, and I'm a co-host of the Geek Whisperers podcast.
Oh, hey, everybody. I'm Rick Vanover. I work at Veeam, and I blog a bunch of places, and I'm on Twitter at Rick Vanover. And this is my first time on this product and long time with these three guys, so this should be fun.
Well, great. This year, doing something a little different. You know, first off, we're broadcasting live. In the past, we've kind of done a recorded session on our VChats and then put that out later in that. So we're doing that live, and also new this year, we have a sponsor, Veeam, who has provided a bunch of great prizes that we're going to give out to some randomly picked bloggers, and a little twist to that, we're going to also, some of those prizes will be given to the readers of those blogs, so we'll talk about that a little bit later in that, but we're going to start at the top 25 and work our way up to the number one blog, cover the categories. Also, before we jump into it, wanted to cover a little bit kind of the history of the top blog that I've been doing for a number of years now on that. But kind of before we start, you know, thanks to Veeam again for sponsoring this. And just want to turn it over to Rick just to kind of give a quick update on, you know, what's going on at Veeam and, you know, talk about some of their products.
Sure. So, Eric, by the way, thanks for letting us sponsor. And, you know, when we say sponsor, that's just really kind of our commitment to the virtualization community. This community, as you guys all know, driven by great blogs like this, is really a natural choice for us to sponsor it in some way. You know, find us at an event. We'll hand out these nice 8-gig USB keys, right? You can install ESXi on them. Yeah, no joke. Anyways, but basically, you know, Veeam, simply put, we provide great solutions for your virtualized environments, and if you're looking for, you know, backup solutions, consider Veeam, including the free edition. Actually, some great stuff that our free edition provides that even can work with your other products. So check that out, and it really, Veeam.com and Veeam on Twitter are really great ways to, you know, really find how we can engage with you there. You know, nobody wants a commercial. The Veeam.com, everybody knows Veeam. That's all you need to know.
And you got that that contest going on now, that Around the World event where people could win prizes too as well, right, if they can pick the location of your 100,000th customer?
Yes, that thing. Oh. So we are approaching our 100,000th paid customer, and we have a promo on the web page. Can't miss it. But basically, if you pick the geographic location of where that 100,000th customer is, like where the sale happens, it's a ridiculous package. Basically a trip around the world, business class airfare. We've got a special Veeam event coming up that people will be invited to. And then people, like, kind of before and after 100,000, they actually are gonna, there's iPads, Surface tablets, there's you know, premium swag still if you don't win it all. So, you know, check that out at Veeam.com if you're interested.
Cool. Sounds good. So kind of just a brief history of how this all came about, and that I've been doing this for a number of years. Started back in 2008, where I used to put together top 10 lists on just a variety of different subjects. And, one day I thought, why not the top 10 bloggers? You know, back then the blogging community was much smaller than it is today in that. So I put together a list on that and maintained that for about a year or so and kind of refreshed it with different blogs that were popping up. Then in 2009, I actually decided to, hey, why not let the people pick their favorite blogs instead? So I kind of opened it up to a survey type thing where people could vote for their favorite blogs. Back then, I think blog-wise, again, it was much smaller. We only had about 60, 70 blogs on the ballot. Total votes back then was about 350 for the first one. That doubled the next year up until about 700 votes, and then even doubled after the year after that up to about 1,200, 1,300, up to about 1,400 people voting now, and the blogs have just been like crazy, you know, just coming up on that we've had, I think this is last year, I've added almost 80 blogs. The year before, I added another 80 blogs. So there's about 320-some blogs that were on the survey this year and that. So it's been, you know, people really, I think it's a great thing. And, John, you can probably speak to this more, that, why VMware is such an attractive, product, community, whatever, to blog about.
Well, you know, it starts with having a good product. Hopefully we have an open, it's been a great professional experience for me for working with the community for the last 8 years, right? It's kind of the magic happened. We all came together 10, 15 years ago. It grew from there. The product has obviously changed the way that data center is architected and the way that IT is done. So I think we all kind of had to come together to help each other because it was kind of such a profound shift that, you know, one person might be a networker, one person might be a security person. You know, this might be the first time you're buying shared storage or whatever. So I think we all kind of had to come together and help each other, and I think that might be where the culture got started, around that campfire. But, you know, then the rise of blogging, and it just turns out I'm really grateful for everybody's participation. It is really wonderful to see everybody. It's a lot of hard work, and we'll talk about that. I mean, we'll chit-chat as we go through the list. It's a lot of hard work. It's a lot of nights and weekends. I really respect these bloggers. And I've also seen their careers take off when they do it, so they do get rewards for it. But it just shows that it's certainly not monetary, right? It's about the passion. It's about giving back to others. It's about sharing your knowledge. It's about helping others, basically. So I'm just really grateful to be a part of it.
For sure, and it's fairly unique, and you know, I've been in technology for 25, 30 years now almost, and I don't think I've ever seen a community like this ever, and the number of blogs devoted to a particular subject matter and that, so I think, you know, what you guys have done and kind of inspired it is great, and, it's really taken off and thrived and continues to thrive and, you know, and grow, you know, each day.
And stuff, Eric, I got to give kudos to you. Stuff like this helps perpetuate it, right? If we don't create frameworks for people to participate, if we don't create portals for people to find each other, and things like our Planet V12N, things like vSphere Land, if we don't do that kind of thing, then this kind of thing doesn't grow. So kudos to you.
Thank you.
Eric, I also want to give special thanks to Mr. John Troyer for fostering the community, because no community, I think, takes off as well as this community has without someone to foster and lead the upcoming bloggers. I remember at VMworld in the past, John had a group of, upcoming bloggers who wanted to learn from the more experienced bloggers, get tips, and he got all those people together to help, build new blogs in the future. So big kudos to John. He's humble, but a lot of that thanks goes to John as well.
For sure.
Let's not hurt ourselves patting ourselves in the back. Why don't we get to the blogs?
So let's dive in. A lot of changes in this year's. Couple new blogs to the top 25. A lot of mix up of positionings in the top 10 and that. And John, you've seen this kind of the coming and going. We see it every year with how people are voting and that. People go up, people go down, and that you really got to keep at it, and it tells by the people that stayed in the top 10 consistently that they keep at it, they're consistent in that, and they don't let up, and that hard work kind of shows in the rankings.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, but it's natural, right? Life intervenes, right? This might be a focus for 6 months or a year or 18 months or 2 years, but, you know, you get a new job, you get a new kid, your job focus changes. It's very natural for stuff to go up and down. I think the people that have moved down, it's in no way a ding on them, right? They were either busy this year or whatever. So, and I'm also grateful this year that the voters didn't just vote for people they liked, they actually voted for good blogs, and I think that makes a difference too.
Yeah, that's a tough one because, you know, it becomes a popularity contest and that, but I think people really need to look at the work and judge it on that rather than how popular somebody is. But I think we've done a good job of the results in that. So we'll dive right in at number 25, new to the top 25, up 10 places, Eric Busink. And that is the name of his blog as well. And I'm not too familiar with him, and that maybe you guys know him?
Sure.
I met him once, but it's one of those things, you see these people once here and there, and they're all over the world now, too. So, you know, if you've met, like, as we go to 25, if you've met, say, 10 or 15 of them, then you've really done good.
Yeah. And I think Twitter's a good thing, because a lot of these guys, they know just from Twitter and that, regardless of meeting them or reading their blogs and that, you know, become a little bit closer to them via Twitter, which is a good thing in that. But Eric, welcome to the top 25.
Eric lives in Switzerland. He does a lot of really great work on vSAN. So
okay.
That's why the push. Really invaluable information. He's a great vSAN hacker.
Ah, okay, yeah. vSAN will get you popular these days. number 24, up 7 spots from 31, is vmguru.nl, which is a group of bloggers based out of the Netherlands and that. They've been consistently in the top 50 in that, and this year they've climbed up even further into the top 25.
Little known fact, those guys all work together. In fact, they work together at a former employee, and then they left one by one and now work together at a new employer.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Cool. Gonna pause for a second here, kind of just intersperse the giveaways throughout the show here and that. The first giveaway, and what I did was in the top 50, basically I picked five numbers, or the one for 50, and picked them randomly on my random number generator on the phone, and those guys have won each one of the prizes provided by Veeam. What I decided to do with, we also was going to give giveaways to the voters and that, but a lot of people kind of use fake emails and that, so it would have been difficult to kind of track people down. So what I'm going to do instead is, for every prize a blogger wins, they will be have the opportunity to do some type of promotion on their website, you know, whether it's, hey, throw something in the comments or whatever they want to do, to have one of their readers win the same exact prize that they won in that. So they can kind of give back and kind of reward their readers that way and that. So first giveaway is the winner is Christian Mann, V-Ninja, and that. He wins a Chromecast.
Oh, cool.
Cool little device that you can hook right up to your TV, plugs right back in there, lets you stream right to your TV and do Netflix and Hulu, YouTube, all sorts of things and that. So Christian is our first winner, and we'll do a couple more winners, you know, as we go on. Okay, at number 23, down 6 spots from 17, is the data center dude, Nick Howell, who is, I think, is he a NetApp guy? I know he's a storage guy.
Yeah, that one guy, Nick, on Twitter.
Okay.
Nice hair recently cut, that guy.
Works for NetApp, also does their does a podcast as well.
Oh, okay. I'll try it. Yeah, I think I'm cut that. Up or down 2 spots from 20 to 22 is AV Texan, Tommy Trogdon, and that. I've met Tommy a few times. He's a EMC guy and that, one of the V specialists and that. Real nice guy and that. Another storage guy. And I actually went through a lot of these blogs to try to count and separate out how many VMware employees, how many storage guys, how many independents in that. And I think that was the three main categories, is either VMware, storage, or independents. Very few independents now in that. But Tommy's another storage guy, EMC.
If you meet him at a conference, he'll give you a sticker that says, I heart EUC. He's a VI kind of guy.
Okay, 21 Spot is a new blog, and that wasn't ranked last year, popped up over the last year, and made it right to the top 25 in that, which is shows some good work there, because it's difficult. Typically, you have to work your way up in that, but 21 is Cloud XC, Josh Odgers, in that number 21.
Yeah, Josh is a great guy. He's up in the Pacific Northwest. I can't remember if it's Portland or Seattle, but I met him at the Portland VMUG last year. Him and Jason, I always mess it up, Lodginger, or Jason L., they wrote a VCAP study guide, which is a great download kit to kind of supplement your self-paced study program. So cheers to Josh for arriving.
I think, is this Josh, okay, yeah, good.
He's kind of a smaller build guy.
I'm getting nice confused with another Josh. My database.
Pretty sure this is, I'm going to look it up now. I'll go to CloudX.
Yeah, Josh is a VCDX, a number 90, and he's got a lot of VCDX info on his blog around architectural design, flowcharts, decisions. So I'm betting that's why his blog is so popular is, all his high-level VCDX content. So, yeah. Congrats for moving up.
Well, and this is this is Josh from Australia, and also he works for Nutanix, I believe.
Oh, that's the wrong Josh then. Whoops, sorry guys. But the other Josh is quite nice, also.
It's live. It's okay. Where are
you? You're talking about Josh Cohen.
Yeah, that's it. Whoops.
Oh well. All right, at the 20 spot, moving up 19 spots, is mwpreston.net, Mike Preston, and that. Now at number 20, quite a jump up, 19 spots, and that, so congrats on that.
Wow.
Nice guy. Also, just recently came out with his book, right? Or it's coming out?
Yeah, Troubleshooting vSphere Storage from Pact Publishing. I'm not sure if it's out yet or not, but there's a link to it on its blog. And he's got a real nice blog design, by the way. Congrats on that.
Oh, cool.
Actually, he has a really good blog post this morning, actually. I was just reading it. I didn't realize he was going to be on the list. I read it this morning before I got on the line about vSphere upgrades.
Oh, cool. Okay. Yeah, his book is available.
Go pick it up. Okay, at the 19th spot, down 8 spots, my good friend Jason Bakke, virtualization evangelist and that. And surprised to see that, because Jason, I think, he does a lot of really detailed posts, some, you know, really good work, and that, you know, I always enjoy reading his posts. You know, he's got that whole data center in his basement and that, you know, gives him some great access to equipment to write stuff on. But falling down a bit in the poll here and that, down to number 19.
Jason's an OG blogger, man. He was here at the beginning.
Yeah, definitely.
That's true.
I remember on the bus ride to when VMworld was in Vegas, we were going out to the Motor Speedway there for the VMworld party and that. And I think that's when we had first started talking about blogging and that, and him getting into blogging and that. So, but yeah, he's definitely one of the original guys and longtime community guy.
Mm-hmm. And works for Dell. We should point out.
Yep, he does work for Dell now. Okay, number 18, another new blog that previously, again, wasn't around the year before, and that is VCDX56, Magnus Anderson. Another VCDX in the top 25.
I'll be curious to see how many VCDXs are in the top 25 when those stats come out.
Yeah, me too, and I think, just looking quickly, I think there's at least 6 or 7.
It's good. I mean, you know, it's a similar profile. Not all VCDXs are bloggers, of course. Not all bloggers are going to be VCDXs. But in terms of people that get shit done, I think they're a similar profile.
And yeah. his blog is actually VCDX56.com.
Work it, man. If you got it, if you earned it, work it.
Yeah. Okay, at number 17, down only 2 spots, this guy has been consistently right about where he's at year over year, is Luke Deakins in that. I was actually just looking at something on him earlier, and he's been kind of trying to figure out if he was an independent or if he went to VMware or whatnot, but he's been at the same company for 23 years, and that it looked like from his blog, which is quite a long time today when people are seem to be jumping around a lot.
Luke is a real resource, right? If you have a Power CLI question on the forums, he'll be there and answer you quickly. And you know he and Alan literally wrote the book on it, right?
Cool. All right, another prize winner in that winner of these headphones and that real nice. And I was actually looking at Beats, and I saw these that got much better ratings than Beats and that. I actually went out and bought a pair myself, and that they were such nice headphones and that. So the winner of these headphones is Eric Shanks from the IT Hollow. This is what you win. Okay, at number 16, up six spots. And this guy was bragging about trying to be number one this year and fell a bit short. Mr. Kendrick Coleman. Great guy. He's with VCE, I believe.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, congrats, Kenny. Whenever I am looking for passwords, he's got an awesome blog post with like every VMware virtual appliance or application, you know, username and password.
No.
Yeah. And of course, his free tools that Kenny and I, you know, spoke about in the past. His list. He's kept it up to date over the years. And then he's got this new thing that I need to try. I'm not sure if he wrote it or not, but it's jumpsquares.net. Yeah, I think he did write it. So sounds pretty cool. I need to check it out. But congrats.
Oh. Cool.
Yeah.
At number 15, up one spot from 16 the previous year, is ESX virtualization. Mr. Vladan Siget out there in the middle of the ocean in paradise on Reunion Island.
He's Matt, moved. He moved to mainland France.
Oh, did he really? Oh, okay. Yeah. Didn't know that.
I think he said he's moving back.
Oh, can't keep up.
No, but I think he's still there, but he's going to move back in the future, something like that.
Yeah, he produces a lot of content in that, a lot of good stuff in that. So he's consistently, you know, he seems really dedicated, a lot of hard work into his blog and that. And, you know, it shows as kind of, you know, he stayed in the top 25 for a number of years now.
Super informative, very consistent, lots of diagrams. You know, it's, you'll get the information you need from there. I really admire that kind of, it's just really useful. Like, if it shows up in your Google results, it's going to be a useful click.
He also does really good about incorporating videos, screen grab videos, personal conversation videos. So now I really like Vladan's varietal approach to sharing content. So holler, we like it.
All right, actually, this is one of the only blogs that didn't move position up or down. At the number 14 spot is My Virtual Cloud, Andre Lebovici, and that, who was at VMware and recently jumped over to Nutanix, I believe, right?
Yep, our second Nutanix blog, Mr. VDI. He's a guy. Yep. He's the go-to guy.
Yep, for sure.
Also, VDI calculator. A couple of other things he's known for, but I think the calculator, the ROI calculator, is it an ROI calculator or a capacity calculator? In any case, I know he's worked hard on that for years.
Yeah, cool. I think it's a sizing calculator. Yeah, he's got some great resources.
Yeah, I've read some of his VDI posts, a lot of good detailed stuff there.
Yeah, you server guys think the desktop scene thing is easy, but it's not.
Yeah. Okay, at the number 13 spot, up eight spots, is Long White Virtual Clouds, Michael Webster, and that. Another VCDX, another guy just at Nutanix as well, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
And that was hanging out with him actually at Partner Exchange and that before the VExpert party and that. Another great guy, and he's moved up to a lot of great posts and that he's done.
Yeah, if he's at VMware, he did a lot of really good work on Oracle clusters, Oracle licensing, how to push back on Oracle when Oracle yells about your Oracle clusters and Oracle licensing. I'm not sure if he's what he's working on right now, but incredibly detailed, incredibly knowledgeable guy.
Cool. And odd, you know, New Zealand, where Michael lives, is one of the most highly virtualized countries in the world. So, you know, he fits right in. But it's a small country, but, you know, if you get around IT groups and start talking in New Zealand, it's very interesting because they're very highly virtualized.
Cool. At number 12, up 12 spots, I think one of the biggest jumps, is Derek Seaman's blog. And that, and another guy who, you know, last year he made huge jumps in that, you know, epic, these series he's done on, you know, upgrading to the new version of the vSphere and that when they've come out and that. So he's put out a ton of content in that. And actually, kind of funny that another Nutanix guy. We got three Nutanix guys in a row here, right in the middle of the top 25 in that.
Along with Josh down at the beginning. So that's four.
Four, yeah. Big Nutanix presence here, but a real great blogger, and that, you know, he's one of those guys that produces a ton of good content.
Yeah, like his VCP5 to VCDX in 180 days post.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
And I was tracking him when he was doing the vSphere 5.5 series and that, and I think it got up to part 19 or something in that. So he did a lot of stuff on the SSL and all the challenges that has in vCenter and the single sign-on stuff and that. So a lot of real good content there. At the 11th spot, down one, is vSphere LAN, me.
Did you stuff the ballot box, Eric?
Yeah.
How many fake votes did you have to pull out for that one, Eric?
Yeah, you know, it's funny that I think a lot of people vote for me just because I host this and that. A lot of the votes, if you look at where mine were kind of like in the 8, 9, 10 position and that. So, but yeah, I'm still there. Not in the top 10 anymore, but oh well.
You do an incredible job with links, building lists of links, like your KSAN links.
Yeah, that's a lot of work, too. That's never easy. That's
incredible.
If you've never done it, it is an incredible amount of work. So yeah, kudos. The vSAN links I remember recently, great resource.
Five, every major release or event I try to do that, put the links around that.
The vSphere launchpad, vLaunchpad.
Yeah. Hey, it's breaking into the top. Oh, go ahead.
Oh, hey Eric. Before we get in the top 10, can I do a little sidebar?
Oh, sure. Jump right in.
Well, I just wanted to inject this in here because we're getting into the top 10. And, you know, I think this list, I'm grateful to everybody that participates, voting and blogging. You know, now that you're in the top 10, bloggers, IT community influencers, whatever, lack of a better name, right? Citizen analysts is a name that a friend of mine, that Amy Lewis likes to say. But is increasingly important, right? Increasingly important in how people buy IT solutions, right, even. And it's also increasingly important in how people are successful in implementing them, right? So your peers. So because, and I don't see that trend going down. So you're increasingly important in the whole ecosystem of how all this works and how IT people learn new things. Now, the consequence of that is if you're in the top 10 or even in the top 25 and you've never been before, you're going to start to get contacted by marketing people like me and Rick. you know, a couple things go with that, right? Be flattered, but don't be over-flattered. Stick to your guns and keep your opinions truthful. Don't sell out your integrity. You only can do that once. Accept what you're willing to accept. Disclose when you've gotten something from a vendor. If you get nasty phone calls, you know, decide if you still believe in your opinion or if maybe you've made a mistake. But you might get nasty phone calls. You might get nice phone calls. You might get things sent to you. But just be prepared that you are now you make a difference. You make a difference in this ecosystem, and you know, respect yourself and you know, just center yourself and be a part of it like a professional that you are. I don't know. That's my pep talk. Did that sound good to you guys?
Yeah, you know, I think, you know, when you are that more visible in that, you know, you do become an influencer in that. So it is important, like you said, to, you know, A, stick with it and just, you know, be aware that, you know, people are listening to you and responding to what you're saying. So, yeah, blogging with integrity and all that, I think, is definitely, you know, valid.
Yeah, it does have consequences sometimes, both good and bad.
yeah, for sure. So, at the top 10 here, getting into At the number 10 spot, down number 3. And a lot of these top 10 here, and that it's more, it's, in the past it's been one-off shifts, like up one, down one, and that it was fairly consistent. You know, maybe Scott and Chad traded places, or Eric and Scott. But a lot of the shifts here this time were more like 2, 3, 4, 5 places even that. So at the number 10 spot is Mr. Mike Laverick, down from number 7, down 3 spots, but still in the top 10. Used to be RTFM Education and works for VMware now and has his own new blog that he's been running at MikeLaverick.com.
Woo! Mike.
Mike's the hardest working man in show business. He does a lot of emugs. He's been doing a lot of teardowns, actually, looking at Hyper-V and looking at VMware. Very useful stuff, very detailed stuff. I think he's on part 1,000 of his you know, installation series, so
yeah.
Definitely worth checking out.
Yep, yeah, back to the basics stuff he's been doing. At the number 9 spot, and this was, well, not one of the biggest, but close to one of the biggest drops, is Mr. Virtual Geek, Chad Sakic, and that, and actually saw a tweet from him the other day that he forgot the campaign this year, and that usually I think he puts out a post saying, hey, the voting's going on, you know, I would like your vote if you think I'm worthy, but he did drop a little bit, and I don't think it's necessarily maybe him too much not doing something, it's more of, like a lot of other good bloggers that are kind of climbing the ranks there, and that, you know, it's kind of natural rise and fall. This happens.
Can't say enough good things about Chad. Right, he's a senior executive at EMC. He still is very technical. He cares about community. He'll jump on a podcast with you. You should have asked him. He makes time for the community. He believes in it. He's still technical. He writes what he thinks. He wrote a big long vSAN post that we got that people gave him strong feedback about the other day.
Yeah, I saw that.
Most executives would not do that, right? Most executives would just would not be that brave. So I have nothing but good words to say about Chad. I wish we could clone him.
Yeah, great content he does.
And kudos to any executive who blogs, much less makes it in the top 25.
And not just blogs, but blogs with good content. That, because some of the management type blogs tend to be a bit dry, and but his is definitely very technical, readable content.
Mm-hmm. Well, he's thought about this stuff, man, and he's articulate. So,
yeah, for sure. Okay, another prize giveaway. This one is a Android Nexus 7 16 gig tablet. This goes to Mike Preston of mwpreston.net.
You got a whole Best Buy in there, Eric.
Yeah, I know. Pretty much where I got it all from.
He raided that little machine in the airport that sells all those Best Buy. He's like, yeah, take it.
Okay, this guy went from number 12 to number 8. The Wall Network cracking into the top 10 for the first time. Made huge jumps last year in that. Chris Wall and that up 4 spots at number 8. And you know, can't say enough good things about Chris. He's the guy's a machine when it comes to blogging and all the events, the tech field days, all that stuff, and that he's everywhere and doing lots of content, real good content, I think.
Yeah, Chris's blog posts I just admire so much. They're length, they're in depth, and in many cases they're even funny. He's got some funny videos he makes. And then congrats to Chris on his new book he just released, or is releasing.
The networking book.
Easier Networking, yeah.
Yep.
I think that's going to be a really important book, actually, for the community, because it's a book that a lot of people need. Sure. Chris is also co-host of the VoopAss podcast that comes out, and you know, also makes a lot of appearances at VMugs and Tech Field Days and whatnot. He's also been writing about he has some thoughtful posts about been writing about personal versus professional. Personas, or you know, when do you blog for your company versus when do you blog not, and thinking some good stuff about that as well.
Oh, that's a whole big can of worms, and any insight we can get from an expert on that is very welcome, because, you know, just to John's earlier comment, when, you know, you get visibility and, you know, and I think Chris is, you know, categorically independent. I mean, for his job, he implements, you know, enterprise and great virtualization stuff. But when you get this visibility, you know, your employer, no matter what you do, is going to want to try to, you know, ride your name a little bit. And you got to walk a line and, you know, what I've always told people is, you know, you always want to build your own personal brand first. Cracking this list is one of the best ways to do that. Building a Twitter community is another way. Whatever you want to do, podcasts, videocasts, blogs, become an excellent speaker, all those different ways to do it. But at the end of the day, you need something that pays your bills. And however your employer, whatever you end up doing, wants to try to, you know, use those skills, you know, that's going to be the next thing that is kind of that next level. How do you balance it, right? You know, like in my role, I have to, you know, talk about a product a lot, but I also, my number one thing has always been to build my personal brand. So, you know, for those who are making this list and for those who are aspiring to build community like this, you know, kind of think long term. What do you want to do? Do you want to be super technical, or you want to be very versatile and do other things? And you're going to have options come to you. And I think Chris has done a great job of kind of blending those two.
Yeah, he has a really funny blog post that I actually is what I was thinking about comparing community to networking. So check that out.
Cool. Hey, at the number 7 spot, up one, is Virtual, Alan Renouf. Another scripting guy, right? VMware employee. And
Alan? Scripting guy, you kind of underplay it. He's awesome. Don't just say scripting guy.
One of the big scripting gurus.
He's recently moved into a product management role for automation at VMware, and a super good guy. The as his wife calls him, the king geek of all the geeks.
Cool. At the number 6 spot, down 2 spots, is ntpro.nl, Mr. Eric Sloof. I ran into him at VMware Partner Exchange, had a talk with him at the Xmas party, and I hadn't seen him in a while. He seems to be at the events, but he's everywhere and that, so I never really be able to catch him. He's always doing the VMware TV stuff at some of the events and that, but real great guy, you know, consistent guy, you know, puts up a lot of content and has been, you know, one of the top 5 bloggers, you know, for quite a long time.
Scoop Sloof, man.
Yep, he gets them.
He's got the information. You know, the nice thing is he's a VCI, so he does talk a lot about the training. He's a good source of information for training and stuff like that.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to correct myself. I mean, so yeah, anyway, I was going to correct myself, but I'll just let it slide. I'll make a correction in private.
Okay. At the number 5 spot, down 2 is Scott Lowe, and that previously number 3, and great guy. You know, I know Scott for a long time, and that was a fellow Coloradan back when I lived there before moving and that. But you know, you couldn't. Scott will take the time to talk to anybody and, you know, help anybody in that. So real great guy. Works for VMware now. Puts up a lot of great content.
He's doing a lot with our networking virtualization business unit. So NSX got a great series on NSX for vSphere folks, kind of understanding it, what's going on. You know, again, Scott is always one step ahead of us, right? He was first in vSphere.
OpenStack.
First really good, you know, he wrote one of the early vSphere books, and then went OpenStack, and now network virtualization. So
yeah, for sure.
And super nice, super kind.
Yeah, Scott's just the kindest guy in virtualization. I love his technology short take post that he does, where he, you know, kind of wraps up information, little tidbits on a lot of different, you know, topics all in one place. And I swear very soon I'm going to get to start going through all of his posts he's been doing on OpenStack and NSX and, you know, the open everything, because I'm sure you're right. It's going to be the next big thing if Scott's already talking about it.
Yeah, for sure. Okay, at the number 4 spot, up 5 spots, the biggest jump in the top 10 is Mr. Cormac Hogan, Mr. Storage at VMware. And that he's, you know, super knowledgeable when it comes to storage. You know, I've met him in person a couple of times, and that another guy, you know, really knows his stuff, puts a lot of great content together, does those big multi-part series like you just did on vSAN and that, a lot of real good in-depth technical deep dives on technology, and, you know, just one of those guys that, you know, just really knows his stuff and really kind of gets that out to people real well.
He along with several other folks, I mean, he was in technical marketing at VMware and now has moved into integration engineering, which is an internal team in R&D that we kind of refer to as Customer Zero. which means that they are guys that actually know how to use the product, that are directly helping our R&D, and they're also working on kind of super secret thing. They're like some super secret, you know, shield lab that lives in a helicopter above Manhattan or something. Yeah, it's a Skunk Works. It's kind of a Skunk Worksy thing. So I'm glad that they can all blog as well as work on these secret projects. So they just smile when I ask them what they're working on. So I think it's like a, I think it's good.
All right, time for another giveaway. This one is a Pebble watch on that. The cool little thing that'll connect to your iPhone or Android phone and that. This one goes to Chris Wall. You won a Pebble.
Whoa, congrats.
Yeah.
Nice.
Been wanting to get one of those myself. They seem pretty cool.
Yeah, me too.
All right, at the number three spot, down one, Mr. Frank Denneman and that. Former VMware, now at Pernix. Another guy that, you know, lots of great content in that, lots of book writing in that. You know, him and Duncan have done a heck of a lot of stuff. You know, real nice guy. I saw him at a Partner Exchange, said hi to him briefly in that. But really, you know, put some great technical deep dive content down and does, you know, a lot of great stuff.
Yeah, Frank's idea for the Twitter design book, I think, was, you know, super innovative. Taking all these tweets that he asked, you know, he solicited over a period of, I don't know how long, on certain design topics, and then gathering them all up into one book and publishing it, I think was super cool. And now he's about to, I guess, update that book and republish it. So,
cool.
Yeah, super smart guy. I think at one point I said it's like reading a computer science textbook. At one point, some of his, he really gets into the details, and you know, now at Pernix, of course, you're in kind of the nitty gritty of how I/O flows and how, you know, Flash and it works, and so that it's a pretty deep topic, pretty deep magic.
For sure.
And it's a hard thing to get people to change, right? You know, whenever you talk, a lot of these guys, Nutanix people, what Frank are doing, anyone who's really evangelizing yet in NSX, you know, with what Scott's doing, you know, yeah, sure, we're all using, you know, VMware virtualization, but now we're going to do it materially different in something really important like storage and networking. That's a hot button topic, very passionate, emotional topic, and for people to change, and, you know, plus one to these guys for, you know, leading the community and sharing stuff around that.
Definitely.
Yeah. I'd also like to point out, you know, all these guys in the top 10 or 25, whatever, these top bloggers, they're all so very approachable, I found, in my experience. Just speaking about Frank Denneman, I asked him a couple questions one time when I saw him about, or maybe it was on Twitter, actually, about writing, you know, the vSphere HA and DRS book, you know, that they did and how they self-published it. And he said, well, let's jump on a Google Hangout and talk about it, and I'll answer all your questions. I was like, oh, wow, okay, you do that for me? He's like, yeah, anytime. So, super nice guys.
Yeah, for sure. Real down to earth. Okay, getting down to the final ones here. At the number two spot, up four spots, Virtually Ghetto, Mr. William Lamb. And that's another guy that, man, he puts together a lot of great content on automation and scripting and, you know, some stuff he's done on vSAN. Just tons and tons and tons of great content. I don't know where he finds the time for it all, but he's definitely deserved that number two spot.
Well, you know, automation's a big deal. And, you know, you look at this list, and, yeah, we haven't got to number one yet, but William, Luke, Alan Renouf, these guys, a lot of these guys focus almost exclusively on automation. So when we look at how we are practicing our administration, you know, this says something that automation is definitely something that we need to consider. I'll be honest with you, I'm lazy. You guys have all seen the chart, right? The person who doesn't automate work in time go like this. Person who does work in time go like that, right? So these guys are really making it easier to do what we all need to do with these technologies. So, you know, if you haven't really gone down the automation route, these are the ones to look at.
For sure.
Yeah, when it comes to nesting ESXi, William's the guy to go to, and my Mac Mini vSphere Lab wouldn't be running without William's special ESXi distribution that he distributes from his website. So thanks to William.
Is he allowed to do that?
He's in VMware R&D, I guess he is.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, William is the guy, when you think of a blogger who has an attitude of let's just effing do it, or let's get it done, or what could we do, I think of William. And he was that way outside of VMware, when he did not work for VMware, because he was always figuring out like the secret APIs that we were talking about or whatever, or different ways of doing things that we hadn't anticipated. And I can tell you now, inside VMware, he's the same way. He's a silo buster. He connects disparate groups. Problems that would be unsolvable, he figures out ways of solving them. He has brought that kind of let's just figure out a way of doing it inside VMware. I just admire him a lot.
Yeah, very very creative. You know, like you said, finds lots of ways, of cool ways of doing things, and undocumented stuff as well. Okay, down to the last one.
Well, okay, now looking at that list, who could it be? I mean,
who's missing?
Either Duncan dropped 25 spots or retained number one.
The Michael Jordan of virtualization blogging.
Yeah. So, at number one is Mr. Duncan Epping at Yellow Bricks. And Duncan, another one of those, just like last year, kind of not even close type things, where if you look at the total points, total votes, and number one votes, he was, you know, almost double the number two spot. So, 773 total votes out of the 1,400, 221 number one votes in that. So, you know, does great content, it shows, and, you know, people recognize that and voted him at number one again. So, congrats, Duncan.
Yeah, I didn't say Michael Jordan by accident, right? The stories about Michael Jordan was that he, along with being super talented, he practiced harder than anybody else on his team. And even when he was a superstar, he practiced harder than anybody else on his team.
Yeah, Duncan, it's about work ethics.
Duncan puts in the work.
Yeah,
he's consistently put in the work. And also Duncan cares. Again, inside the company, Duncan cares. Silo buster, problem solver, feedback giver, you know, it's easy inside a big company to go, well, that's not my problem. Yeah, I've done enough for today. It's somebody, you know, I can't possibly fix that. People like Duncan, you know, and William and Cormac, they care, and they. I can't, you know, Duncan. He shows up, right? He shows up every day.
Yep.
And congrats to Duncan and Cormac on their upcoming book, already available as a rough cut, the vSAN Essentials Guide from VMware Press.
Yeah, I'm sure that one will get a lot of interest. vSAN's hot right now. Okay, going to go over the categories real quick. We had the special separate category voting, just kind of designed to call out people that may not get recognized in, you know, the overall rankings of that, but focus on specific areas. So, favorite storage blog, that is Cormac Hogan with quite a big margin. It was him and Chad, I think, neck and neck last year in that, but this year Cormac got a heck of a lot more votes in that, so he won the crown of favorite storage blog.
Awesome.
Nice.
Favorite scripting blog, and a lot of scripters, a lot of automation guys, and last year, again, I think Alan and William went back and forth for number one, where William got it, and again, they were fairly close this year, but William Lamb, Virtually Ghetto, for favorite scripting blog.
Very nice.
Favorite podcast. And, you know, I think somebody asked on this one, you know, I think most people's favorite podcast, or a lot of people's, would be the VMware one. But with these, I generally don't include VMware websites or things like that in the voting, and that it's mainly about the bloggers and that. So that's why VMware, the community podcast, wasn't in here. I'm sure it'd be right up there at the top if it was.
No offense taken.
Yeah, so I just kept it at the bloggers. So the favorite podcast, and this one won last year as well, too, by a wide margin, is V Brown Bag.
Brown Bag guys also show up every week, right? Yep. And have a lot of fun.
Runner-up there was Christian Mon with the V Soup.
They're also back. They're doing it every 2 weeks and over the last couple months, and their listenership is way up. Very interesting. Recommend them. Brown Bags, right? There's regional Brown Bags. They're still covering certification topics a lot. They cover other topics as well. The live thing is amazingly fun, so if you haven't joined in. The recorded podcast, very valuable. You know, one of the most valuable in terms of certification, if you're learning about certification, you're preparing for something, one of the most valuable resources you've got, right? And also that team of people is there too.
Yeah, definitely. Very dedicated and doing that and putting it all together and making it, you know, fun, interactive, and, you know, keep changing it up. Actually, number three on the list mentioned the Veeam Community Podcast. Rick, your podcast.
Oh, yeah, thanks. That one's an oddball, right? Because I'll talk about anything from consumer tech to storage networking to social media. So I try to be very varietal by design. No, cool. Glad we scored. Twice weekly.
You did a great job.
Yeah, thanks. I need to edit the last one. I have a great one, but I had an audio malfunction. Got a big special one coming up with episode 100 soon. But
oh,
no,
cool.
Thanks. Yeah.
Yeah, 100 episodes, Rick. That's awesome. That's
thanks.
Quite an achievement.
Cool. $70 a month, well spent. It's totally worth it.
Okay, favorite new blog. These are bloggers that weren't in the voting last year, so have only been around for about a year. That is VCDX56. Magnus again, and runner up there was Cloud XC, followed closely by David's Virtualization Software.
Cool, awesome, thank you.
You guys get interesting take on blog / media / magazine. You guys are getting good contributors. You've always, you know, it's a really interesting approach, and I can't wait to see what you guys do with it over the next year or two.
Thank you, thank you. Yeah, I'm trying to bring in more, you know, bloggers to help write and kind of round out the website and also, you know, try to do something unique and different than some other sites. So, yeah, we'll see how it goes.
Okay, last but not least, the favorite independent blogger. And this one's always been a challenge where, you know, there's been fewer and fewer independent guys. They all get sucked up by either VMware or the partner storage companies and that. So, tend to not be that many independent guys anymore and that, but there still are a bunch. And the winner there is Chris Wall, the Wall Network. And follow.
Great job, man. There's a lot of great storage, a lot of great content there.
And runners up there were Derek Seaman and, of course, Mr. Eric Sloof, and then Vladin. So, that's it. One last prize winner. This is for a Jockery Giant. One of these huge batteries, 10,400 milliamps and that. I actually bought one of the smaller ones and that for myself and that. But this one will charge an iPad or tablet, anything and that. And the winner there is Mr. Duncan Epping. All those great prizes provided by Veeam made that possible and that. And like I said, for the bloggers that won these, I'll send you an email, follow up. You will send me your contact info to send this. And then any type of promotion or contest you want to run on your website, whoever wins that, I will send out an equal or the same prize and that. I have two of everything and that. So, you know, you win one and one of your readers wins the other one. So just do whatever you want, let me know, and we'll get that out.
I hope you took into account international shipping.
Yeah, I know. For sure. That's why I didn't buy anything really big, like a server or something like that. Tried to keep it smaller. So, hey, guys, that's a wrap. It's another year, and you know, appreciate you all jumping on and going through this. You know, it's always interesting to see, you know, who's going to go up and down. I know the bloggers all look forward to doing this and seeing where they rank every year. And definitely a lot of changes. You know, I think the voters get it right, and you know, really help, you know, recognize that talent out there, and you know, all the hard work they put into it. You know, for those guys that don't make it into the top 25, top 50, whatever, you know, keep trying, don't quit. And that, you know, you're competing against a lot of other great talent out there, and it's not something where you can expect to be great overnight. You know, it does take time. Occasionally, some of the guys rise up pretty fast, but they put a lot of hard work and dedication into it, and, you know, it really shows, and that's why they do jump up. But something that really takes, you know, a commitment and, you know, something that don't expect, you know, results overnight. It takes some time to build that up.
Well, it's like running, right? There's a benefit in and of itself, right? And you have to do it every day. And you get better with time. You can run longer and faster with time. Been a while since I ran, but you know, the benefit is not just being on this list, right? You get personal benefits. You start to remember more stuff. You get better at writing. You start to help your peers. So there are lots of other benefits before you even get on this list. And again, I if you want to, there's nothing like just, you know, it's like running, right? You just put on some shoes and go try it and see how you like running around the block.
Yep, for sure.
And, you know, one kind of closing thought I'll offer to, you know, people, anyone, right? So the people we talked about in depth here today, great job. Keep it up. And in fact, you're going to have to do more to keep it. But for everyone else out there, you know, that doesn't mean there's not room for someone else to engage. Find a new product that might work. Maybe it's a blog, maybe it's something else. You know, I bet if you take your interest, your skills, you can find a way. Sorry, John, the cat is active behind you. It caught me laughing. But you guys can find a way to engage in your own way. Local, global, online, offline, in person. Don't let don't let a barrier like that get in the way. I'm convinced everyone can find a way to get involved with the virtualization community and really serve a need. Find a crowd. And you know what? You might get rewarded. You might get recognized. You know, the VExpert program, other programs like it, you know, recognition on blogs, building your own personal brand. Whatever makes, you know, sense for you and your interests and abilities, don't let that be a barrier. Find a way.
Yeah, wise words, Rick. You know, I'll just throw in there, everybody has something important to say. I think that's what stops a lot of people from blogging, is they think, oh, you know, those experts in the field, you know, they know it all. I don't have anything important to add, really. But you do, you know, so I would encourage you, you know, whatever project you're working on over the next, you know, 3 months at work, you know, pick that project. Obviously, don't involve your employer, but blog about it and make it a series. And everybody loves a series of posts on some topic where you can build on the knowledge.
For sure. Hey, John, you got that cat under control?
Yeah. She's my buddy.
Yeah. There we go.
My buddy. She likes riding on me. Anyway, she's helping out.
Yeah, great words, David. I totally agree with that. That, yeah, that's for sure. And that, you know, don't think your people won't want to hear what you say, because everybody has their own unique kind of opinions and information they can offer in that. So definitely, don't be intimidated by the other guys out there. You can offer just as much as well. Well, with that, it's a wrap. Congratulations to the winners. Thank you, Rick, David, and John for joining. And you know, we do this again next year. That. So thank you guys, and see you.
Thanks a lot, Eric. It's a lot of work, so thank you so much.
Cool. Yeah, thanks for having me.
All right, thanks. Signing off. Thank you. Congratulations to all the winners. See you guys.
Bye.